Should we ban smoking in Queensland is the call from the future governor, Jeanette Young, who's currently the CMO, the chief medical officer. Having been appointed the future governor, she said, I would like to see a smoke-free Queensland. So there's still work to do for her as CMO. I don't know if you can do it. I don't know if you can pull it up, but we've had a lot of people call and answer their question. Ooh, can you ban smoking in Queensland?
Let's start in Palm Beach with Peter. What do you reckon, mate?
No, against, mate. I think it should be put to a referendum like everything else.
Wow. Give people a choice.
Yeah. Yeah. Which way do you reckon it would go, Pete, if they said for Queensland, Jeanette Young, you put a referendum out there, it was a basic yes or no ban smoking, which way would you vote and which way do you reckon it would go?
Well, I'm not a smoker, but I still say no, you know, because, I mean, like Clan said, he has one, what, every 12 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, there are casual smokers, there are full-time smokers, mate. Yeah, give them a choice, mate, you know, give them a choice. And the same with the election of Jeanette Young. Let's have a referendum to see if the people of Australia want her as the Governor-General.
Okay. Oh, no, Governor of Queensland, mate,
Governor of Queensland. Yeah, give everybody a vote. Don't just whack her in there.
Okay, right. Thanks, Pete.
All good.
Well said, mate. Thank you.
All right, let's go to Ryan. Ryan's in Robina. Right. What do you think, Ryan?
You know, we all carry on about how smoking affects everybody else, but every second person is driving around a diesel that's carcinogenic anyway. Like.
Yes. Yeah, I don't think that, yeah, it is, and they don't put a lot of pressure on our health system, the diesel trucks. But if we did have a choice, and we're just speaking of Pete, if you had a choice to vote yes or no to ban smoking in Queensland, which way would you vote?
You definitely wouldn't ban it.
Wouldn't ban it.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
It's a tough one.
Michael and Eleonora, what do you reckon? If you had to vote, ban smoking, yes or no, which way would you go?
Absolutely no, mate.
Why?
Why? Because only a non-smoker would say something as ridiculous as ban smoking in a whole state. I mean, you know, you take away people's leisure, which it is, and I've smoked all my life, and it's bloody highly addictive, highly addictive. And, you know, you take away one thing, you take away another and another until what do you got? You know, they just take away everything in this state. We become a nanny state.
You know what we'd have, Michael?
You know, like, there's nothing wrong. I understand non-smokers, right? If you don't want to be around smokers, I'll happily walk away from you and we'll light up half an hour away from you, you know, if need be on the street. You know, I'm very, what's the name, with non-smokers.
Okay.
But, you know, non-smokers have got to, like, be a little bit the other way too. You know, because this whole bloody non-smoking stuff, it's out of control now.
Yeah, but if we got rid of everything, you know what? We'd still have each other.
We'd still have each other.
Great argument. Yeah, thank you, Michael. And it is tough. We know how addictive
it is.
Mate,
you're not wrong. But it's going to be stinky down on the tweed.
Oh, yeah, imagine that.
You know, we would have lots of spare hospital beds and less people tying up the system.
It would look like an 80s nightclub, the Tweed, wouldn't it? Just this big film of smoke just hovering 6 feet above the road.
Spider. Some would say the Tweed still looks like an 80s nightclub. Hey, Philip's in Narang. What do you reckon?
Well, honestly, I don't think they could possibly remove smoking from Queensland, because if they did, what would the politicians have to blow up our bums?